The College Experience MEAC Conference Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience MEAC Conference Preview. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking the MEAC Conference. Hey, what's not to like about the MEAC? I mean, look, you got 11 schools that are just fun. I don't know when's the last time one of these ones won one. I don't know if they've ever won one. I can't recall. I'm trying to think of my, I think Norfolk State upset the what? I think they upset Florida. Maybe one of those years. Who did Norfolk State? Norfolk State got somebody in the tournament. North Carolina Central, I think, and North Carolina A&T, I think they've both won that like play in game with 16 seed against 16 seed. Other than that, I'm not sure. Can't recall. Coppin State? I don't think so. Although they did have Larry Stewart, former Washington Bullets power forward. But let's get to it, man. I think if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we've previewed every single conference. So check out all the other conferences. College basketball is here to stay. Can't believe it. I'm still hurt from the tournament being canceled last year. So now, hopefully, despite it being a crazy year, no fans in the stands, and at least I think we just got to appreciate what we got, take it for what it is. But if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, please subscribe. We're available on all platforms. We've handicapped every single Division I college football, college basketball game for 3+ years now. We release all of our picks over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com on a spreadsheet. We throw them all up there. And like I said, we've been doing it for 3.5 plus years, been over 500 picking every game, every year for football, for basketball, each not together, each one. So the basketball season, we're over 500 every year. The football season, we're over 500 every year. And we put our locks there too. And we've been way over 500 with our locks, and we give them away all for free. So why would you not at least check it if you're going to bet and see what we're thinking? Cause we cover the sport, I think. Without being a dick, I'm trying to say, I think we covered as good as anybody. But if you're new to this thing, I break down all the conferences the same. I go with the, I know there's two divisions here, but I'm not even going to go with divisions. I'm going with the top teams that I think the way it will pan out within the conference. So with that, I'm going to start off with let's talk MEAC here. I am going to go with, I guess I got to go with the favorite here, right? I just look, I mean, when you get to these small conferences, no disrespect to the MEAC, but I think experience always pays in these conferences. A lot of times when you see an extremely young team, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, there's been some outliers where they've been able to perform at a level that we didn't perhaps see coming, but most of the time, it's normally the experienced teams that ride deep into the that make it to March Madness or win this conference or even play for the conference championship. But occasionally I'll be wrong. But I'm going to go with North Carolina Central. I think they're the top team. I think most people are thinking it's either going to be them or Norfolk State. And when you look at NC Central, Lavelle Moten back at coach year 11. You got to love this guy. If you haven't got a chance to check him out, man, I'm a big fan of this coach. I'd want to play for this coach. So check out, check him out. If you get the chance, he's got some great press clippings over the past couple of years. I feel like they lose a lot. I mean, I shouldn't say a lot, I guess, but two key players in Blunt and Claiborne from a season ago. You look, they have CJ Kaiser though. And you might remember 2 years ago when North Carolina Central played in that play-in game, I believe it was them. Kaiser was their guy. So he's back and they're starting five upperclassmen. You got to love that. Projected to be starting. I mean, I'll be honest. They got shit. What? They got six seniors on this roster that all play. And then they have three redshirt juniors essentially. So, I mean, you got to like that. Jordan Perkins will join CJ Kaiser in that backcourt. Senior point guards, just 7 points a game, 5 assists though, 1.2 steals. Got to like him on the defensive end there. And the third guard in that lineup, once again, I like it to these mid majors. You don't have a lot of tall teams. So, some of them use a four guard lineup even. The third guard here, Nicholas Fennell, 6.3 points per game a season ago, 4 boards, 1.3 steals though. This team getting after it on the defensive side of the ball between Perkins and Fennell. They got a Chicago State transfer coming in and Cameron Bowles, hoping that he pays off. 6'6". They're going to use him at the power forward spot. At Chicago State, he averaged 8.8 points a game, 4 boards. Going to see how that translates into this conference, see how that works out. I guess you could make the argument that he'd be stepping up in competition, but I don't know, maybe going down. I'm not sure how you would break that one, but then at the big man spot, Justin Whatley. They're going to need a big year out of Whatley. Senior, it's his time to shine. 4.7 points per game a season ago. They're going to need to up that to 8 or 9, maybe even 10. Come on, Justin. On the bench, though, this team's got some depth. And I know they were waiting on a wager from Alex Codwell from Southeast Missouri. I'm not sure if they got it, but if they got him, he's a guy who can score, which would make even a bigger difference for North Carolina Central here. But they also got a LaSalle transfer in Jameer Moultrie. He will come in. 5'11 point guard, 4.3 points per game. He's a senior. I think give them some much needed depth. Same with Devin Palmer, senior, 6'4 guard, 7 points a game, 4 boards, almost a whole steal per game. This team's got some depth. Ty Graves, Mike Melvin, Kobe Ayete. I'm probably butchering that name. Don't hate me. Also a Druco transfer in Kabeye. But I mean, you look at this team and it's a pretty deep roster. Like, I don't understand how, I know some people are high on Norfolk State and I'll say this, Norfolk State is a really deep roster too, but I just don't think they have the players at the top that. So with that being said, I will hop over and give you my number two team, which is Norfolk State. Gonna go chalk here with the Spartans and Robert Jones entering year 8. They lose Diesel Whitley from a season ago, also Jermaine Bishop, but they bring in some transfers. And I think their seasons might ride on these transfers. I'm talking about the point guard Mustafa Lawrence from Fresno State. Big year for him. They're going to need a lot out of him, grad transfer. And their big man, JJ Matthews from Arkansas State, who averaged 9 points a game. I think he was on that Arkansas State team that beat Georgetown in Georgetown a couple years ago. And then you got Jalen Hawkins from Robert Morris, still waiting on a waiver. Hawkins is, but he averaged 7 a game there. That would be huge to get him. You look at this team, their leading scorer returning wise, Joe Bryant Jr., 12 points a game, 4 boards, 1.8 steals, getting after it. Also Devonta. And I'll say this, I mean, they're starting 4 upperclassmen. So I do think whenever they match up, North Carolina Central, Norfolk State, must watch TV. Because depth wise, let me tell you, Norfolk State's right there with them. Sean Hicks on the bench, Chris Ford, Naziah Chambers, Daryl Anderson. I can go on and on and on. Chavis. I just think when it comes to it, though, I think it's going to be, I mean, these will probably be decided by a possession or two. I just tend to favor North Carolina Central. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Norfolk State won the whole conference and we saw them playing in March. At my 3 spot. And this is another thing, the deeper you get into this thing, there's a lot of parity. I'm going to go with Morgan State here. take a shot on him. I like Sherwin Devonovich or Devonish, the point guard, 10 points a game, 2.2 assists, 3.5 boards, also a steal per game. And then I like the fact of Troy Baxter, the big man. I think that having that connection, I know they're breaking in a freshman in Nassim Khalid at the two guard spot, but I like Baxter and Devonish and also Malik Miller. I think Miller will put his points per game up to double digits. These teams are incredibly deep too. Wake Forest, I mean, this bench has got from JUCO transfers to Cincinnati transfers, Trevin Moore, Troy Holston, Sharone Wright Jr. Remember his dad played at Clemson back and played for the Sixers. He transferred from Wake to Morgan State, and also Deterrian Ware from Jacksonville State. Wright and Ware are waiting on waivers, even Trevon Moore as well. So I don't know if they got those waivers, so probably tell the tale. But Isaiah Burke is another one to circle on that bench because he can light it up when he comes in. I got Morgan State at the three spot, and I think it's been a while since they've been that high up. Call me crazy. Maybe I'm forgetting, but I think it's been a while since they've been that high up. At my four spot, I am going to go with North Carolina A&T. No, I'm not talking about the phone company. I'm talking about North Carolina A&T. They've been in the tournament not that long ago, right? The Aggies with Will Jones in year two. I think that's the hard part here. Year two, you're only 1 year in. COVID hits. You got all this crazy shit going on, but I tell you, I like the backcourt they bring back with Cameron Langley, 9.4 points per game, 5 boards, 8 assists. This kid's a stud. Perhaps the best guard in this conference, point guard, that is. And you got Parker at the two spot, 7.2 points a game between them. You know, last year was about just shy of 17 points a game, and I think that number is going to go up. They're also breaking in an NC State transfer in Blake Harris. They got a JUCO transfer, Quentin Jones. That's the question mark. That's the guy you're going to want to circle to see how good their season goes. Both transfers, really. But Tyrone Lyons at the other forward spot, 7.1 points per game. They can just get those transfers to contribute. I think they're a team to watch out for. I like Fred Cleveland Jr. and Tyler May on the bench. Even Tyler Jones, I think, is going to come in and make a difference on this team. So, and I'll be honest, if they get the transfers from NC State and the JUCO transfer, Quentin Jones, to contribute, there's no reason why A&T can't win this conference. Yeah, I'm serious. They're deep. A lot of these schools are deep. So at the five spot, I'm on five. Yeah. Well, before I get to the five spot, I want to tell you that the College Experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions, guys, like turducken and mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on early Thanksgiving Day games. The Lions-Texans would be that early game, by the way. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you will win. And if you lose, you get upset you for no reason, because your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. And get this, new players will get their first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Aside from the free $250 bet, they'll get the first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend. Turkey Day Free Play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies. Where was I at? Let me get a sip of this drink, man. Doing all these previews, can't even talk. I'll tell you this. This is one of the most interesting teams to me. I'm talking about Howard. Howard University. I have it my five spot. I'm really eager to see this team. The Bison, Kenny Blakeney, their head coach in year two, and he landed a huge recruit that I think everyone wants to watch in McCure Maker. He's a 6'11 freshman. And you know what, man, with him and this Purdue transfer Eastern, because even at Purdue, Eastern was solid. 5 points a game, 4 boards. 2.7 assists, 1.1 steals per game. If Purdue plays defense, all of a sudden, it wouldn't shock me if Howard won this whole thing. I think they're the team that I think I circle that. I'm like, what am I expecting? I don't know. But when I look at this team, I see Eastern, the Purdue point guard. Now I know he was waiting on a waiver, but I think he got that. I think I saw he got that at the two guard, Kyle Foster, guy averaged 9.6 points per game a season ago. He's a senior. Both guards in the backcourt would be seniors. I like that. Then you got your sophomore for the third guard, Wayne Bristol Jr. He's 6'6", 12.5 points per game. And then you got a fifth year senior Drexel transfer in Sam Green. If everything goes right here, this could be a really dangerous team, even on the bench. Now they don't have the depth I've mentioned as his other teams, but perhaps getting that Lafayette transfer. I know he was waiting. They were waiting on a waiver for Isaac Sufrin, but even if not, Khalil Robinson and LaWayne Richardson they return. And Robinson was a key player on this team. They could surprise. They got a JUCO transfer also, and Devin Richmond coming in. I am excited to see the Bison. And look, personally, I've always thought that, I would love to see these universities. You know, I know Howard is a black school, but I'm saying, like, why not? You saw Deion Sanders go to Jackson State, and you know, this thing should happen. It should happen. There should be more money behind these universities, and they should be getting a slice of the pie that the rest of the universities get. I love seeing it. And I wish Howard the best. I think they're actually going to be a tournament team. I don't know about this year. I'm thinking, I don't know, because I guess they got a lot of seniors, but I like the direction they're heading, and I would love to see Howard come up. And that'd be a great story if they made the tournament, gave someone a hard time in the first round, maybe upset them. Wouldn't that be great? At my sixth spot, I'm going to go to Coppin State in Maryland, the Eagles, and Juan Dixon, my guy, Juan Dixon. I like Juan Dixon, man. Former Maryland Terrap. Remember he won the national championship. Him and Steve Blake were the backcourt. They were tough. Main reason why, DeJuan Clayton, point guard spot, 12 points a game, 4 boards, 3.4 assists, 1.5 steals. He's tough. They also have Kobe Thomas, 6'6" senior, led the team in score, or their leading returning scorer, 13.4 points per game, 6.8 boards, 1.4 steals. I'm excited to watch this team play. I'm wishing the best for Juan Dixon, former Gary Williams. Remember when Maryland did Gary Williams dirty? They haven't even sniffed a fucking Final Four since they did that, right? But I'm rooting for Coppin State here, man. And I think, you know, I know depth's the issue again here, but they got a St. Joe's transfer coming in, Knox. Hopefully he can contribute. They got a UTEP transfer in Tark coming in, Anthony Tark. Perhaps he can contribute some. They got a JUCO transfer in Bryce Hunt. Don't know what to expect really with him. And they have three JUCO transfers, so I don't know really what to expect with any of them. Justin Steers missed all of last season. He's back, 6 points a game. I think he gives them some much needed depth on the bench, him and Reggie James. So give me Coppin State at that sixth spot. And I'm going to be rooting for our guy, Juan Dixon, man. Him. Remember they beat, I think it was Indiana, they beat in the national championship. That was a team though, that would give Duke fits, and Duke had all these, you know, elite player. I mean, those Duke teams were nasty back then. At the seventh spot, I'm going to go Florida A&M here. I'm going to go with, what are their nicknames again? The Rattlers. Yes. Robert McCollum, year three for him. Florida A&M is a team that, once again, we're getting to the point where these teams are all kind of mirror images. They lack depth. They got, like, Florida A&M's got MJ Randolph. He can play. Cameron Reeves at the point, senior point guard. He's going to need to up his game. Their forwards are actually solid. I would actually say that their backcourt with Keith Littles, the JUCO transfer, we don't know about him. We don't know truly about Cameron Reeves. I think Reeves will be fine as a senior point guard, but MJ Randolph back, and then your forwards, DJ Jones and Evans Desir back. Both of those are key players. I like that. Now you get to the bench and you really have Bryce Morangs. How do I pronounce this? Maragne. And after that, I don't know. You have a lot of question marks. JUCO transfers, Jai Clark, Jameer Williams. He played 3 games last year, 5 points a game. Maybe that could be the guy. So yeah, give me Florida A&M in that spot. Then at number eight in this conference, I'll go Bethune-Cookman. I was trying to think of who could be a dark horse. I guess this far down, obviously I had Howard. Actually, you know what? I'll take Delaware State over Bethune-Cookman. Give me Delaware State to make some noise. I think they got a little more depth than Bethune-Cookman. And when you look at Pinky Wiley at the point and Miles Carter at the two, actually their starting five could be really good. Pinky Wiley, not just 10 points a game, just shy of 10 points a game. Miles Carter, 9.1 points per game at the two. Amari Park Green at the three at 8 points a game. DeMarco Basem at the four, 8.2 points a game. Amir Bennett, senior big man, 9.3 points a game. That's a good starting five. And then you add Janetto on the bench, and hopefully you get John Stansberry and Zach Kent, the Tennessee transfer. I like that. Who would have thought Delaware State? Isn't that John Taylor, the old 49ers alma mater, the wideout on the Niners? Oh yeah, I forgot Bethune-Cookman's not even playing this year, so I don't even have to preview them. So yeah, that's a pretty simple decision there at the eighth spot, Delaware State. At the nine spot, I'm going to go with, give me, I guess the play here is Maryland Eastern Shore. No, they're not playing this year either, I don't think. Didn't they announce that? I thought they announced that. I think they announced that. Yeah, they're out this year. They just announced that the other day. That sucks. But what are you going to do? So that means at the nine spot, give me the final team, South Carolina State. But before I get there, I want to tell you that the College Experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, and esports, you choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. You hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with the 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. Don't forget that promo code SGP. I also want to tell you the College Experience MEAC preview is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They got top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers a great live betting service and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. South Carolina State. They're definitely last because they have one returning starter penciled in, and that's Tariq Simmons. I mean, they got a couple other guys that they only have four guys that have ever scored in a South Carolina State uniform. Is that enough? I mean, they lost a ton from last year. They went the JUCO route, hoping that Brandon Manning works out at the point guard spot, along with a freshman in Folks. I don't know. And then a freshman at Lawrence, Tariq Simmons, the name you want to circle when looking at South Carolina State, him and Treshawn Moore. Those are the guys you really want to look at. Rashawn Edwards as well. Omar Kroski, I guess he'll be on the bench. And I mean, some of those guys, I don't know. This is a hard team to predict when you're looking. I don't know. South Carolina State's dead last. All right. Best wishes to them, though, man. This is the College Experience, guys. If you're a first time listener, like I said, check out those other episodes. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We don't sell our picks. We won't sell our picks. All I ask is that for some kindness, get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, mention some kind words in there, and you know what? If you do that, I'll give you a College Experience T-shirt. How about that? Tag me at the Colby D on Twitter with your review. And I will send you a College Experience T-shirt. My co-hosts who are normally here with me, Patty C, he's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Come play DraftKings with us, college basketball and college football. check us out. All of it available, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, and also our Twitter accounts that I just gave. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And yes, this is the college experience, MEAC style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.